Hello, welcome back to Content Rookie. Thanks for listening in again, and thank you for all the feedback you provided on the last episodes. I'm really glad to get that so I can improve. And this episode is on one of my favorite topics, which is copywriting. And I feel like copywriting has a lot of prejudice, but also there are a lot of misconceptions about it. So I really hope that I can clear some of those up today and at least share my perspective on what copywriting is and why it's pretty cool. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. Let's get started. So what's copywriting really about? I think copywriting is about your brand, persuasion, clarity, and the relationship that you have with your customers. It really is about those four things, and essentially it is that basic. However, if we look at a more accurate definition of what it is, then I think you should say something like copywriting aims to persuade a reader to take a specific action that could be buying your product or asking about your service, subscribing to your newsletter, downloading something, or engaging with you on social media. And copy can appear pretty much anywhere. It normally appears on landing pages, web pages, emails, maybe in a sales brochure or flyer if you're a bit more old school. We see it on ads, we see it out and about. It's basically everywhere around us. And copywriting, I think, is often misunderstood with general writing or blog writing. And I do think there are slight differences between the two. Like, for example, if you're writing a blog, your purpose is often to educate a reader or to encourage a reader to do something. Sometimes it's to entertain the reader, while copywriting is much more focused on an actual direct goal, converting the reader to do something. So I think there is a difference between the two, and it's important to understand that copywriting is a bit more specifically geared towards a goal that you set in the beginning. And what you really need to write really good copy are four things, in my opinion. If you type copywriting into Google, you'll get a lot of different views on what you need to be a good copywriter, but I think it's quite basic. You need good information. You need to make sure you know what you're writing about. You need to make sure you know who you're writing for. Of course, we know this is my favorite thing to point out in all of the episodes, know your audience. Then secondly, you need great structure because copywriting is mostly much shorter. You have limited space compared to, for example, writing a blog post or writing an article or writing essentially anything else. So the structure truly, really matters. And we're going to talk more about that a bit later in the episode. It needs to be really simple. That's number three. So clarity always wins over anything else when it comes to copy. Even if you're doing a really funky, fun, viral campaign, you still need to ensure that the people who read it, who are exposed to it, understand it. So simplicity here is key. Also, again, due to the usually limited space. And then finally, number four, you need time to review. Copywriting is not like writing an article where you maybe write an article and then you edit it and maybe somebody else gives you feedback and you edit it a bit more. I think copy needs a bit of a more extensive review process. So even if you're just asked to write, let's say, one landing page, you definitely need to explore different ways of writing that landing page. And that means you'll probably come up with several headlines. You maybe come up with several angles on the whole topic. You'll come up with several call to actions. And essentially, even though maybe you only have 300 words on the entire landing page, you probably have written 1,000, 2,000, maybe 3,000 words to get there, because copywriting is really about exploring different ways and then taking the time yourself first to review what you've written and to see what works and how you feel about what you've put out there and what fits together. But then also please try to take the time to get feedback on your copy. It can be very valuable and really help you stay away from taking the wrong angle on something or from maybe also being too complex. So I think this number four, making sure you have time to review, is something I really want to stress specifically when it comes to copywriting. But then how do you really get started? So I think especially if you're new to copywriting, the one thing that you should remember before you get started is you need to learn to steal. And I know that sounds quite brutal, but really what copywriting is about is coming down to the essential of what you're supposed to write about so you can convert people. So good copywriting starts with listening to your client or whoever wants you to write copy. Maybe you're writing copy for yourself, then it's really about figuring out yourself what you want to achieve and stealing their words. So let's say a potential client is struggling with something. When you understand what they're struggling with, then you're already halfway to writing good copy. And if you don't have a client to listen to, then a really good approach is to, for example, mine product reviews, related questions in forums or in blogs, related blog posts, maybe competitor ads, and just see what kind of words are they using? How are they posing the copy? And you need to specifically pay attention to the fears and problems that are mentioned. So are there certain aims? Are there dreams? Are there unfulfilled desires? Do these trigger fears? Those are really important things to take note of, and also how they are described. So are there certain terms that repeat? And you should definitely also try to make note of phrases that clients or people that are in this topic use, and ensure that your copy reflects that. So they can feel understood when they read your copy. They feel like this is already in a voice that they already recognize from the other content they're exposed to. So copywriting is a bit of a faster approach to all the other things we've talked about so far on this podcast, because content marketing, usually you have much more time to spend on doing your research, on defining your tonality. You can look at brand voice. You can look at a lot of different things, the user journey and so forth, to ensure you create a tonality and you use terms that make sense. But copywriting is much more specific, that it is much more important to actually understand the issue behind what you're trying to convert to and the goals that the person may have that you're trying to convert, and to really reflect that quite directly in the terms that they're already used to. So it's less about actually creating your own terms and creating your own tonality, and more about matching the one that they're already aware of, because that's just going to help you convert. And then copy follows very basic principles. Most copy really is about persuasion. And the first principle of persuasion is always clarity. So we're going to be talking about some other principles now. But just please remember that clarity always comes first, and clarity can help you persuade people. So that is the most important thing you need to nail with your copy. But then there's three very popular principles that I think every copywriter should be aware of. And those are priming, reciprocity, and the serial position effect, which is maybe a bit less known. And so priming is basically when you use words or other cues to activate memory associations that can affect future actions. So this works basically, let's imagine your brain is Wikipedia, and priming is the keyword that leads you to find the article that you're looking for or the answer to your question. So for instance, let's say if a person sees the word yellow, they will recognize the word banana slightly faster because yellow and banana are closely associated in the human memory. And priming in writing often seeks to eliminate friction. So for example, in UX writing, which is a specific form of copywriting and not copywriting in itself, but in UX writing, we will often use priming to eliminate friction the moment just before an action is required from the user. So an example here would be, and this is a UX writing example, Headspace, before they send you the app message to allow notifications, which is a message that you often can't affect as an app. So it's just the standard. Notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. These can be configured in settings, and then you can allow or don't allow. Before they do that, they prime you with their own message, which is need a gentle nudge, enable notifications to receive reminders to help you on your Headspace journey. And then you can allow access or not now. So with this nudge that is very clear, but also primes you in the sense that it doesn't actually talk about notifications. It talks about a gentle nudge, and it gives you a goal why you would want those, because they help you on your Headspace journey. Headspace primes you to click OK on that next message where they want you, of course, to allow notifications. And this is a principle you'll see used a lot, both in ad copy and UX writing. And I think it's a very important one to be aware of. And then there's reciprocity. And this principle basically means that people will pay you back what they have received from you. So the gist is that if you give users something valuable, they will repay you in kindness or with a favor. So you can consider giving your user something before you ask them something in return to basically increase the chances that they will give you that thing that you're asking for. And here an example is Stella, which is a job hunting site that really relies on referrals between people. So it asks you to refer jobs to your friends or to your colleagues. And what it does here in their copy is, it says, help a friend find their next job. Get paid. Invite your friends to try out Stella and we'll pay you up to $500 for each placement. Which, of course, is a pretty nice way to get users to actually share this. And even though sharing something with a friend may be a simple act, they give you quite a lot of value in return if you do that. So this principle is something you may want to think about every time you need to ask the user for something valuable, like, for example, a referral. And you need to demonstrate the value, benefit, and the magic ingredients of your product. So, for example, for a free trial, if you want somebody to test your product, giving away a free trial is a really great way of giving them something valuable before you're asking them to, for example, subscribe to your service. So this is why I think free trials are super popular, specifically in tech companies that want you to pay for their service. And then last but not least, there is the serial position effect. And this principle basically is pretty simple. Essentially, it says that items presented at the beginning and the end of a list are more easily remembered than those in the middle. And it basically just highlights the tendency that we have to remember items that are presented first. It's called the primacy effect, and last, the recency effect. So you should always pay attention to the order in which you present information. And here I have an example from Dropbox. So when Dropbox asks you to subscribe to Dropbox Plus, they have a little list before you can click on the try free for 30 days button. And the list goes like this. Automatically back up your camera roll to keep your photos and videos safe. That's the first point. Then they have 1 terabyte, that's 1,000 GB, of space for all your important memories at work. And then thirdly, they have easily save, view, and share files on your phone and computer anywhere. And I think it's pretty clear that the first one, automatically back up your camera roll, and the last one, easily save, view, and share files, are the main selling points here. So that's why they're positioned first and last. While the 1 terabyte of space may be great for people who are really nerdy about the amount of space, but it's not as strong of a selling point as the other two. So they definitely use the serial position effect here to ensure that you see the ones that they think are going to convert you for their free trial. So they're essentially really simple principles that I think are very important to be aware of when you first get into copywriting, and actually just think about them every time you're reviewing the structure of your copy, because you'll often realize, oh, damn, I should maybe think about the serial position effect here, and that could really improve my copy. It still happens to me, and I've been writing copy for over like 10 years now. And also with priming, to think about, hey, is this a high friction situation? Do I need to prime the user here? Because these situations happen more than you would think. And then your copy could really do well with benefiting from that principle. And then last but not least, this isn't really a principle, but I always mention this when I talk to students about copywriting, and that is, explain it to me like I'm 5. So this is just another thing to help you remember, simplicity always wins. You need to keep it simple. So always try to shorten your copy where you can. Are you using an extra word that you maybe not need? Maybe you can restructure the sentence in a way that it becomes shorter. Maybe you can remove an entire sentence, or if you're writing a landing page, maybe you can remove an entire paragraph. Always try to do that. Use the simplest terms possible. So as we know, there are a lot of different terms to say the same things, essentially. It's important that you use one that A, your audience is already aware of, but also that is simple and clear. So if there's a term that has any kind of, well, other meaning maybe, then it's good to stay away from that term. And then also ensure that you use the term you chose consistently. So don't introduce several terms for the same thing. If you're running several different ads, like let's say, or you're writing several landing pages, you don't want to switch the terms you're using to describe something from page to page or from ad to ad. You want to make sure you use the same term just to ensure everything is simple and clear. And essentially, if you are maybe writing copy about a more complex topic and there are common phrases and common complex terms that maybe only people understand that are already very much into this topic or into this field, then it's good if you can try to avoid those terms and describe them in a simpler way, so people who are not as aware of them can still understand your copy and will still convert. But this, of course, depends a lot on the context and of how complex the topic is. And then I think it's very important to stress again, you should always try to trim your copy. And I have an example here that I pulled from a page. So the long-winded version is, "We have higher expectations for ourselves and would like to introduce you to our offering, which contain a variety of tools and service for the aviation industry. Our primary purpose is to use computer solutions to make aviation more comfortable and safe for the commanding pilots of aviation vehicles." And then you could trim this down to, "Our primary purpose is to use computer solutions to make flying safer and more comfortable for every passenger of an airplane." Or you could go even shorter and still have the complete meaning, and that is, "We make software that automatically flies planes." And when you're first starting out with copywriting, it's going to be difficult to go from a super long-winded version to a very trimmed-down short version that still has everything. But once you get there, it's super valuable, and you're not going to forget how to do this. So I can definitely recommend to practice this. If you find something that feels really long-winded, practice and try to trim it down. Maybe you can say it in a simpler word. Maybe you can write it in a simpler way. So it's really just about practicing that and you'll get better at it. And by the way, if you're looking to maybe get into UX writing, a topic we're going to talk about more in later episodes of the podcast, then this is a very important exercise to do. Trimming down complex things to focus on the core and on the main purpose of what you want to do. So it's definitely something I would recommend that you try out. So to summarize, if you want to be a kick-ass copywriter, you can think about some other things to add some spice to your copy. Don't be boring. It's okay to make a joke every now and then or throw in a metaphor. Say something dumb if you have to, if you want to stand out. But also don't be attention-grabbing. So really ensure that you say things that matter in a nice way, but you don't exaggerate. So I think we see this a lot with headlines on articles. They're super attention-grabbing. Often they don't even reflect what the article is actually about, but they made you click. You maybe want to do that for if you're getting paid per click, sure, then that's definitely the way to go. But if you're in for writing high quality copy that actually wants to make users convert and wants users to stay on the page for longer, then you maybe want to stay away from being super attention grabbing. I think it's totally okay to think like a poet sometimes, so break up words and common sentence structures. Be aware of trends and street lingo, specifically if you're writing about a certain topic or writing for a certain audience that has a specific kind of lingo. I think this is a very nice way to make your copy more relevant. And last but not least, a big tip of mine is to read plenty. I think this is so important, and I often have students reach out to me that want to get into copywriting, but they'll openly say that they haven't read a book since high school. In the end, it is about writing. You should like the idea of reading. I personally read a lot, so I'm definitely very judgmental here, but I'm not saying you have to read thousands of books a year. But you should pick up a book every now and then, maybe read an article, you can read a poem, sure, you can read stuff on social media, you can read memes, all of that counts. But if you read a lot of different formats, your copy can condense all of that, and it will improve your writing. Because really, if you want to get good at copywriting, it's about two things. It's about reading, so you get inspired, and you continue to develop the words you know and the way how you know to create sentences and structures. And it's about writing, writing, writing. Because essentially, how did you become a writer? You have to write. That's the only answer. And I know it sucks if you're not really into it, but then if you're not really into it, then maybe you shouldn't be a writer. And I think that's a really important takeaway. However, the last tip I want to give you is to create a swipe file. So basically, this is about saving the things that make you click, sign up, laugh, or go, wow, this was really impressive, or this really stuck with me. If you read something or you see something, both online or maybe when you're out and about, take a screenshot, take a picture, put it in a folder on your computer or on your phone, and go back to this place, to this folder, when you feel like you're maybe lacking inspiration or you don't know how to get started, because it's really great. And it brings us back to what I said first thing in this episode. copywriting is about learning to steal. It's about getting inspired by others. It's about finding your voice. It's about finding the voice of the audience. And the best way to do that is to look at what already works or what works on you, what makes you feel something, what makes you click something, and then try to find a way to put that into your copy that you are currently working on. And that's essentially what I wanted to share this week. Like I said, this is a very foundational episode to just start talking about copywriting. There's probably going to be more specific episodes later on where we go into more specific techniques. But for now, I think I want to leave you here and have you think about if copywriting even is for you, if it's something that you think you could enjoy, and maybe get started with trying to trim down copy, doing some research, start your swipe file. Have some fun with copy because it can really be fun. I love copywriting. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Thank you for listening. Please continue to provide your feedback. Just send it over. And I hope you tune again for the next episode. Bye-bye. This is Nicole. This was Content Rookie. And I'm so glad you joined again.